listener production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Police are appealing for witnesses as they investigate a suspicious fire at a Mantra Kmart. It started in the early hours of this morning, with firefighters taking about an hour to get it under control. The shop is closed this afternoon, but neighbouring stores are open. 5% of mortgage holders across the country are spending more on their home loan and living expenses than they earn. A new RBA review has also found up to 100,000 borrowers could run out of money by the end of next year after they're forced off fixed interest rates. Police are chasing a 26-year-old man who is wanted in relation to an outstanding warrant. Kaylin Wilson is about 183 centimetres tall with brown hair and is often seen in Girraween and Lancelin. Anyone who sees him is asked not to approach him but call Crime Stoppers. A major review suggests religious schools shouldn't discriminate based on faith. LGBTQI plus groups support the change, but faith-based schools want to uphold their beliefs. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese urges respect for all viewpoints.
10 inquiries, more than 10, since 2016 about these issues. There have been more than 70,000 submissions. I think it should be possible to move forward with reform.
A vigil is being held tonight to remember the young victim of a horrific stabbing attack in Perth's north last weekend. A 22-year-old woman received fatal injuries when she was attacked in Balga. A 30-year-old man accused of her alleged murder remains in custody. To sport, Andrew Gaff and Alex Witherden are back at the Waffle this weekend, with Harry Barnett and Jermaine Jones coming into the Eagles to take on GWS. Coach Adam Simpson says the team isn't dwelling on the loss of key forward Oscar Allen to a knee injury.
We need to keep moving forward. You know, I've got the Giants this week. They're probably Giants and Port are the two informed sides at the start of the year. So massive challenge for us, but we're looking this week and being competitive and playing to win.
And Tasmania trails WA by 279 runs with 9 wickets remaining on day 2 of the Sheffield Shield final.